We are in Reach 23.
Well done.
A little bit of a pause, but well done. What is Reach 23? If you're visiting or you haven't been here for the past couple of weeks, Reach, last year I launched Reach, which is essentially our 10-year vision, if you like, to extend our reach to reach the lost. Thank you, Edward Carthy over there. And this really is something that we've done throughout the life of this church for 35 plus years, because we recognize that is the mission of the church, isn't it? The mission of the church is to proclaim the gospel of Christ in word and in deed. And so that is what we are doing. And I launched Reach last year. And how are we going to reach the lost? By what? Creating. Well done. Excellent. That's exactly how we do. Yes, it's, thank you. People are pointing to the screen. It's right there, Mark. Yes, I know, but you were at least engaged. What a... Creating spaces and places. So last year we did some amazing spaces, didn't we? The brand new youth auditorium that we use throughout the week, the new Ventureland space, our new Treasure Chest ministry, which is our special educational needs ministry. Many other spaces we launched that I'm probably going to forget in this moment, but we did lots of things. And then places, as we launch a new multi-site model. What does that mean? You know, historically, we have planted autonomous churches out and we said, right, off you go, go start a church, independent churches. But what we're doing is what's called multi-site, where essentially we set up different geographical locations, one church, many sites, that we can extend our borders beyond this building. And as you guys all know, Hatfield launched last year with our site pastors, AJ and Jenna. This is the fourth week that they're meeting on a Sunday. Would you bless them, Lord? And we've just seen so much fruit from that, which is so exciting. And so this year, I recapped in terms of spaces and places. We looked last week at spaces, the brand new Connect Lounge that we're going to be building this year. And I love the way Richard kind of positioned that for us. It's like the hall. When you go to someone's house, they welcome you in the hall. They take your coat. Would you like a drink? And that's what we don't have in this place. People walk into this huge building, they feel overwhelmed. It's difficult to connect. We have a welcome desk that people don't even realize is there. And so a Connect Lounge where we can be intentional on hosting people well and connecting people and having a pastoral component of that in that space, and the bookshop as well, all of those things. And then we spent time with Edward looking at the brand new young adults ministry that we are launching, which is really exciting. We're going to be launching a Sunday evening service, probably September, although timing to be confirmed. And that's really exciting, plus a ton of other initiatives as we focus on our young adults, 18 to 25s. And some of those stats Edward was sharing with regards to the thousands that we have on our doorstep in the university. I met some students here this morning for the first time from that very university. How many? 30,000, I think you said. 32,000. Apologies, I missed that. 32,000 on our doorstep. And that is really exciting. And so that brings us to today, which is the places component of Reach 23. And it's worth saying that next week, we're going to look at everyone gets to play, how we can be involved in Reach 23. Because as Isabel Allam, a prophetess who spoke to us as a church before COVID, said, you know, there's lots of resources in here that need to run. Open the gates and let them run. You know, this can't be done without you. The reason we did all that we did last year was because of you. And so we're going to be looking at that next week.